From Tidbits on July 29th, 2013, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. Bob Mansfield mysteriously leaves Apple's executive team. Bob Mansfield, ostensibly Apple's SVP of technologies, was suddenly removed from Apple's leadership website over the weekend. Apple spokesman Steve Dowling told All Things D that Mansfield is no longer on Apple's executive team, but is working on special projects, reporting directly to Tim Cook. Dowling would not say whether Mansfield is still SVP of Technologies. Paul Deneve, former CEO of fashion giant Yves Saint Laurent, joined Apple earlier this year, also to work on special projects. Mansfield had announced his retirement last June, but was convinced to stay for at least 2 more years, taking on a larger role after the ouster of SVP of iOS software, Scott Forstall. It should be noted that Mansfield's departure is different from Forstall's, who was placed in an advisory role until he left the company at the end of 2012. Mansfield is set to remain at Apple for the foreseeable future. Apple deploys Developer Center system status page. It has been over a week since the Apple Developer Center website went offline, with no indication of when it will be back. However, Apple has now created a status page displaying an itemized checklist of what services are online, which currently includes only iTunes Connect and Bug Reporter. In an email to developers, Apple announced that it is prioritizing the order in which updated systems will be made available. Certificates, identifiers, and profiles, Apple Developer Forums, Bug Reporter, pre-release developer libraries, and videos will be available first, followed by software downloads and remaining systems. Right now, most Developer Center systems have since came back online. How to connect a Newton to a modern Mac. Writer and developer Matt Gimmel has detailed how to connect an Apple Newton to a contemporary Mac running OS 10.8 Mountain Lion. Sold by Apple from 1993 until 1998, the Newton was a groundbreaking handheld device that featured handwriting recognition, but wasn't commercially successful. If you have an old Newton kicking around, Gimmel advises acquiring the software and hardware required to connect it to your computer now, as it's likely to become harder to obtain in the future. And if you're just Newton curious, Gimmel discusses some Newton emulators with which you can experiment. Apple celebrates 1 billion podcast subscriptions in iTunes. The iTunes Store has reached 1 billion total podcast subscriptions, spread out over 250,000 podcasts. While not every podcast subscription is through iTunes, some are from third-party apps such as Instacast, it's still an indicator that podcasting is a booming medium. Despite the iOS Podcasts app having a rocky history, podcasts are key in many of Apple's products: iTunes, GarageBand, Apple TV, iPhone, iPod, and the iPad, which all allow either listening to or recording of podcasts. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.